From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has rolled out funds to help farmers who were impacted by disasters in 2023 and 2024. Chad Smith has the breakdown.
The USDA is opening the sign-up period for the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Danny Munch, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, talks about who is eligible for the assistance.
Farmers and ranchers who received a crop insurance or non-insured disaster assistance program payment for 2023 and 2024 for a qualifying disaster, which includes drought, floods, freezes, wildfires, might be eligible for stage one of USDA's new supplemental disaster relief program. They must meet standard USDA income and conservation rules and haven't already received a 2022 ER payment for the same crop year.
He said the funding for the assistance comes from a congressional mandate.
So the $16 billion in aid for this program comes from the Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2025, which is passed by Congress at the end of last year. And this announcement is only stage one, and the funding will be used across both stage one and stage two when eventually stage two is announced.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us all that having a good reputation is better than being rich. In fact, having a good reputation is not even taxable. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.